Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's nice and warm.
Well, yeah.
You know? I mean, we thought it was winter there for a couple of weeks, but now summer has come back. It's going to be in the 80s. I mean, what the heck?
At the rate you're going, you're going to have probably a Bermuda shorts and flip-flops kind of a New Year's at this point. Golly.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to go against us. I'm afraid as warm as it is now, it will get cold and stay cold.
Yeah. Yeah, this winter could end up being brutal. Yes.
Yeah.
Like that one, what was it, two, three years ago with the massive ice storm and all that?
That's right. Wasn't that in 23?
I think.
Or 24.
I can't remember. I'm not good with timelines.
I know it was bad. I can tell you that. People couldn't even get on the highway. They couldn't get on the roads. Everybody was at home. They couldn't even order in because nobody could get out.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
So everybody was stuck with just whatever they had.
Yeah. And if you didn't plan ahead, then, oh, boy. You know, but.
Oh, they cleaned out the shelves. I remember
Oh, yeah.
The shelves were cleaned out at the grocery store. Everybody thought it was going to go on for a year, I guess.
Yeah.
So they bought everything in the world. You would say towels, tissue paper. You'd just see these carts stacked to the ceiling. Women were buying everything like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah. And then there's those people, because we knew some people that thought, it'll be fine. And they didn't. They didn't stock up. And boy, did they regret that. They got into, you know, very old canned goods that probably should have been thrown away 3 years before. And it was disaster.
And the crackers, they were eating crackers probably.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's what happens when you don't plan ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Because every once in a while, you find that one person that wants to be a hero. And they think that they don't need to worry about it. It'll be just fine. And it's not. And they learn the hard way. Oh, my word.
That's right.
Golly,
and,
I hope
you
we
know. The people that look in the pantry and everything's expired, then they are really trouble. They
yeah.
go, oh, my gosh, what do we do now?
Yeah. Good thing they didn't do their spring cleaning like a couple of years before that, because there'd be nothing left. Expired food
That's
is
right.
better than no food. Oh, wow. So hopefully we won't have one of those this year. That would be terrible.
That's right. I hope it just comes and goes and keeps going.
Yeah, yeah. Now, last year at this time, because I remember it seems like it was like right around Thanksgiving-ish, there was that warm spurt that you had, and then like it, and maybe I'm misremembering this, but it seems like it got, because we kind of thought the same thing. It's just like, okay, maybe, you know, because you start planning for Thanksgiving, you know, it's only a couple of weeks away. And then you think, well, gosh, you know, is it going to be really warm? And then it seems like at the last minute, it got a little bit chilly. And you got like some of that fall, like crisp in the morning and all that right before Thanksgiving, I think.
Well, you know, I don't remember exactly how it got. But I know when winter finally got here, it was pretty severe there for a few days.
Oh, yeah. It was intense. It was really intense, but weather's been kind of strange.
You know what I've noticed about Thanksgiving this year?
What?
Every company in the world is advertising they'll cook your Thanksgiving dinner.
Really?
I saw Sam's today. They were advertising it. I mean, everybody in the world is saying, look, let us cook this. Cowboy Chicken, you know, that company that does all the chickens, they're offering to do Thanksgiving. Everybody seems like they are. And then, you know, we like to do Cajun Chicken or Cajun Turkey Company, and they're advertising every kind of turkey in the world. They have a hickory smoke, they have Cajun, they have everything. You know, it's interesting how many people are saying, look, we can deliver this to you for, you know, less than $200.
Wow. I saw one now that you mentioned it, and I don't think it was a commercial. I think it was on a show, like a TV show, and they were talking about something like that. And whoever it was had the full Thanksgiving meal for like $40. And I don't remember. I mean, obviously, it's not a huge turkey, but and it can't be that big. But, you know, still, they did the whole thing for $40. And I'm like, who is this?
Wow, that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah,
that
it
was
is.
Probably for what, four people?
I want to say, yeah.
For three?
It wasn't huge. I know it wouldn't feed like 25 people, that's for sure. So
no.
You'd have to do it a couple of times. But boy, I didn't realize that people, though, were like cooking it for you and they'll bring it to you. That must be, I wonder if that's a new
thing. Every company in the world is offering. The restaurants, a lot of them are offering it. It's just amazing to me this year how many different companies are saying, let us bring it all to you. You know, you can order, you know, all the side dishes, the desserts, the turkey, or you can have the chicken, or you can have the spiral hams. They're doing it all.
Really?
I mean, why would anybody even bother to cook?
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, that's the worst part of Thanksgiving is the cooking and the cleanup.
I mean, that 10 hours on the turkey and your casseroles, you know, it takes a lot of time to do those. And then you've got all the cleanup, all the dishes. Remember, if you have it brought in, you're not going to have all those dishes. You're just going to put it in the bowls, put it in the plates, and that's it.
Wow.
Nice. You don't have all the casserole dishes dirty.
Well, now, somebody's clearly...
You still put a nice table together.
Yeah. Especially... Now, are they all fully cooked and hot, like they bring it that day?
Oh, they bring it to you frozen.
Oh, so you just put it in.
Thaw it out the night before in the refrigerator. Then you put it in the oven the next morning.
Oh.
Thanksgiving Day.
That's genius.
It is absolute genius.
Wow.
And the turkey, you can get 7 kinds of turkey.
I'm amazed.
And then you can get those deals where they put the turkey and the chicken inside, the duck inside.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You can have all that.
Now
and
you,
the desserts are great.
You've
And you can pick every kind of gravy in the world. I mean.
Wow.
You do all that. If you order all this in, you're going to be lazy and happy, and you don't have all that cooking to do.
Yeah. Wow. I remember in the past you did the Cajun bird.
Yes, we've done it a lot of times, and I like them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just have everything. They have it ready. You drive up. They call your number, and you tell them what you've ordered. They bring it out, put it in the car, and you go home.
Yeah, it's literally that easy. It's like they bring it out already. I mean, they have your order already boxed up.
It's already
packaged
together in the sacks, ready to go.
Yeah. Wow.
And you just drive up there, and you've already paid for it probably, so you don't even have to wait for them to do that. They just look up your number, get it out of the deep freeze, and away you go.
Wow. So you don't even have to.
It gives instructions on each one, how to do it, how long it has to be in the oven, when you have to thaw it out. So even a novice could do this.
Yeah, that'd be hard to mess that up, I would think.
I mean, you'd have a hard time not having a great meal.
Yeah, especially if it's already done. And a lot of people, the worst part about it is when you make the turkey yourself, sometimes it's dry and it's stringy and it's just... Ugh, it's terrible.
They're
or sometimes
not getting the right turkey.
Yeah,
you know, you have to get a quality turkey. You don't want to buy that from somebody on the side of the road.
If a guy pulls up to your house in a pickup truck trying to sell you a bird, probably not the best.
I think
route.
I'd pass on that. You know, now, used to people would go out to the farms. This is years ago, and they would go out to the farmer, and they would pick out their turkey. And they would get it ready for them.
Yeah.
And that was in the old times.
I remember
and,
that.
Yeah. And the turkeys are all in a pen, and you pick out the one you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they will dress it, do everything. And you just go back out and pick it up.
Yeah. And I mean, it's obviously not seasoned, but, I mean,
it's ready to cook.
Yeah.
And you just got to season it, cook it, and... You know, you're through.
I mean, talk about fresh. I mean, my goodness, you don't get any fresher than
and
that.
And remember, everybody always has to do all those pies, and that takes a long time.
It does.
And you can get all your pies right there, you know?
Yeah.
Your desserts are all done, too. So this is going to make Thanksgiving very, very easy for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it really
will. It depends who you order it from, you know? My money's on Cajun turkey. But,
yeah.
As I said, Sam's is doing it. The restaurants are doing it. The Honey Ham Company does it. I mean, you know, and all of them are offering everything, you know?
Like the entire meal from bird to...
The entire meal. And they say, tell us how many people you're going to serve, and we'll send it home with you.
Wow. You don't have to think about it or go by the ingredients. And because, I mean, my goodness, you start making, you know, the turkey, the casseroles, the side dishes, the pies. That's a lot of ingredients to go by. And then you start planning it out. And it's just like, golly, if you can get it all in one bunch.
You're going to spend $300 to $400 on the ingredients.
Yeah, easily.
Because you can't buy just a little bit. You've got to do this whole thing. And I believe you could do it for less money. Doing it through either Sam's, which I don't think it would be as good as Cajun turkey, but I could be wrong. But whoever you do it with, it's all going to be ready to go.
Yeah, it seems to be like this is like the new thing, and you know it also seems like people like home cooking, like you know like those old like granny types of recipes where you know when you were a kid, you know your grandmother would make green bean casserole or whatever it was. All those recipes seem like they're kind of like getting lost, and people aren't quite as into passing those down anymore. And so you don't even have to worry about it. So if you've never made something and you like it and it's on the menu, you can order it and you don't even have to worry about, well, how did somebody make that before? It's already done for you.
That's right. And you just figure out how many people you've got and you order accordingly. And like the turkey is already cooked.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait all those hours. It's cooked. You just put it in and you heat it. That's all you do.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it being frozen and trying to make sure it's cooked all the way through.
You don't have to wait for the little button to pop up.
Yeah. Or eat the button by mistake.
And you know, all these people put their turkeys in the night before and let it cook all night slow.
Really?
So you don't have to get up and check on it. All that's eliminated. This is modern deal.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is fantastic.
I think so, too. And then there'll be a lot of people who go out to restaurants. But that's not near as much fun as bringing all this in and relaxing with company.
Yeah, yeah.
What I would recommend.
Mm-hmm. I know there's been times before that you and everybody have gone out to the country club for
and
Thanksgiving.
We did that for years.
Yeah.
And last time we went, the food wasn't that great. I said, we're paying a lot of money, and this isn't that great, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, several things I took out, I didn't even eat. I didn't think it was that great.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and I said, you know, I may not do this again. I was very disappointed. And used to, the chefs at the country club were some of the best. And the last two times I went, the bill was, I won't even tell you how much it was. It was exorbitant.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it wasn't even that great. And I wasn't bragging about it. And you know what I'm saying? This wasn't that good today.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it was a very ordinary.
It was like a regular Tuesday.
That's right. It was just very ordinary. And I said, I don't want to pay this kind of money for ordinary.
Yeah, really. If you're gonna,
I want exceptional if I'm going to go out and have to pay this kind of money.
Exactly. You know, especially on Thanksgiving. I mean, it should be
it's
kicked up.
It's a special day.
Yeah.
And so you should have something really, really good that you enjoy. That you're going to sit there and maybe take more than one helping.
Yeah. And then you know, like the other thing is by ordering it and having it already done and just go pick it up, you still, I would assume, have enough for, like, your leftovers and more than one serving, and you can, you know, stay relaxed at home, and you don't have to, you know, go out and fight crowds.
Don't have
to
fight the crowd.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And so there's just a lot of advantages to this. I'm all for it.
Yeah. And then it's hard to believe that we're already talking about Thanksgiving, like as though it's
I know, it's been a fast year.
It really has.
We better be talking about money. Remember, this is your money with Faye Bagby.
Oh, see.
It's
look
not
at
your turkey with Faye Bagby.
Next week, it'll be your recipes with Faye Bagby.
That's right. I mean, you know, we're going to talk food, you know.
This is your money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right. So what's the good stuff from this week? What's happened?
Okay. We have a 15-month that I have not been filled yet, and I'd like to get filled. I want everybody to get on board. Just do this. It's short term, 15 months. So I think it's a good policy. The person's had the cancer quite a while, but now it's come back and it's gotten serious.
Mm.
And so it's terminal now. The first time it wasn't. They had all these different things, but now it is terminal. And so it's a good policy. I'd like to see a lot of people get in it. And then we still have all those four policies that matured. That money hadn't got to the bank yet. It should be there in probably a week and a half.
Mm.
I think it's almost time for the death certificates to get here. And you remember, when the death certificates get here, we ship them right to the insurance company where we can get paid.
Yeah, it's a quick process. It's not...
It is pretty quick. It's a lot quicker than it used to be. And these policies, as you know, two of them we had done this year. So they didn't even last 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. To turn that paperwork around and get that in people's accounts is, you know, once they release those things, it's just, it's a very boom, boom, boom kind of laid out process. And so people
don't
have to wait a long time.
The company we have doing it now is doing a superb job, a lot better than the other company. And they're getting the death certificates out, you know, really quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people don't realize if they have a premium due that I pay it, and they pay it 90 days after I pay it.
Really?
So I pay their premiums in advance, and then they pay us later.
A lot of people don't realize that. I don't think we've ever really talked about that before, have we?
Well, we probably haven't, but I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, just throw that in there.
I just threw that in. You know, it didn't cost anything.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of surprised the 15-month is still there. I really thought, you know, because...
I thought it would be done last week, and it's not.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to see everybody get on board and let's get that thing out and get some money made on it.
Yeah, that surprises me.
Because everybody's got money coming, you know, on three policies, the Gallo policy, the Cheryl policy, and that other one. And, you know, a Turner. Yeah, the Turner's the other one.
And weren't there a couple investors, I think, that were in multiple?
There's two different people that are on two of them.
Yeah.
And then the other person is on three of them.
Oh, my gosh.
So they've got 300-something thousand coming. And I was looking at somebody's portfolio yesterday. The lady wanted to know how much money she'd made. And she's made 27%. On her investments. Then I looked up her account, and she's made $10,000 in interest with money just sitting there.
Oh, my word.
You know?
Really?
Because just pays right at 4%.
Yeah.
So anybody's got cash sitting there, you're making money while you're making up your mind what you're going to do.
So that is only just sitting there. That's not money that's been invested. It's just been sitting there waiting
for... No,
it's
just your cash, and on cash they pay right at 4%.
Wow.
And they always have. They've always paid interest, and it's not. It's just a regular account. It's not a money market account. It's not anything fancy. It's just they pay good on what your money's doing.
Wow. Well, I know a lot of people that leave their money who are not, you know, investing, but they'll leave their money in just a regular bank account. It's not going to grow like that, ever.
No, they don't pay them interest on a regular bank account at the banks.
Wow.
So this is another way to do it.
Now, obviously, the best way to make the most money is to be invested. So, you know, it's not something that, you know, you're necessarily saying, hey, just put your money in there and let it sit. If you're going to let it sit, it should be sitting in some kind of investment, like a life insurance policy or, you know, something like that to grow
it
exponentially. But that's good to know.
And what people don't realize, even if they've got some that have run over, if you've got several others that you're investing that are coming due, it's keeping you in the game and getting you interest all the time while you're waiting for the others.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to keep investing, because the ones that do, they've got interest coming all the time while they're waiting on the other policies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we still have a few old policies.
Not many, though.
That we're trying to get out the door.
They're down to what, three? Something like that.
I think there's still three.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know, it is just like, you know, so this 15-month policy that's open right now that you're filling, remind people a little bit about the actual policy itself, because I know it's pretty short. I know you went into a few things before, but for anybody that may have maybe missed the email or maybe thought it was okay to be full by now.
It's a long LA. I won't tell you the whole story because it's too long on the air, but it started like in 18 and it came forward and then all this stuff happened to him and then it came back in a lot of different places. That's really what happened.
Oh, I see.
The cancer did not go away. It kind of slowed down and act like, but then they got new cancers on it and the old cancer came back in addition to the new cancers.
Oh.
So that's why it's a short policy.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then I would imagine probably then that one, if people haven't already seen the email, hopefully they'll see that and they'll get into it because it sounds like a, and that was what you, because I know at one point you had four. Is this the last one that's left?
This is the last one. We did a 6 month. We did, I can't remember how long the other one is. The other one I think was 30 months and it's already out the door. And then the two small ones, they were $250,000 apiece. I think both of them were really short. I know one was 6 months, and we filled it like in an hour.
Oh, wow.
And then we're working on this one, and I think we've got a new one also that we don't have done yet. But anyway, I still think it's a good policy because it is just 15 months. And the L.A., was given to us from a report several months ago. So it might not even be 15 months.
Mm.
See, that's what I'm thinking, but I'm going to go with the 15.
So by now it might actually be shorter.
Okay. Yeah, it may be a lot shorter, but I'm going to go with that. And I marked it up where people could see all the different things they said about it. I always mark these alleys up before it goes out and where they can see what I'm talking about, because they might miss something. And, you know, I go line by line and mark it where it's really important so they can look at all my underlinings and see how bad the cancer is.
Mm.
So it just, I want them to know that.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of information that you go through before you even bid on anything. And then especially when you decide, okay, this is a good policy, we do need to go ahead and bid on this. This is going to be profitable for people. And it fits in your guidelines. Once people have that, they don't have to go through all of the information that you go through, but just going
and
highlighting things and saying, okay, this is important. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. It just kind of gives people a chance, I guess, to, you know, by marking them up, hey, pay attention to this. This is a really good, this is why we bid on this, because of this, 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 and this. And so
and
otherwise.
The other thing is, you know, I have several doctors that are with us and they're in this policy. And I'm not going to tell you that they're smarter than anybody else, but they seem to like the policies I like and they go in them. We've had these doctors on board with us for years.
Mm.
And
yeah.
We have several. And then we have some oil and gas people. Would you believe all of them are oil and gas? Almost all of our clients are in the oil and gas business.
I'm sure.
Or they have something to do with it.
Yeah. You know, it's just, but
because,
I mean,
you know, in Midland, Texas, what else would you do?
Exactly. It's like that's kind of what we do. So
that's right. It is a pretty big industry out there.
It's kind of our thing.
There's so many different oil companies that people work for.
Yeah.
And then we've got a lot of people retiring this year. And so what they're doing, they're splitting their money. Half is going into annuities. Half is going into life settlements.
See, now that seems smart to me. You know, especially now when you say fixing to retire, how far are we talking? Like 6 months, 2 years, tomorrow?
Well, it's three now. I've just done some that have already retired. But then I've got some more that are retiring in the next 3 months. So, you know, by the end of the year, they're going to be hanging it up and hopefully they're going to be transferring that money to us to handle.
Okay. So I'm just kind of like trying to put some pieces together for people who have not been an investor yet. Just try to put them, I guess, maybe relate it to their situation. So as people start getting closer to retirement, obviously you want to move to something a little bit more conservative so that you don't worry about losing everything that you've got and then going back to work. But then the other thing is that when people get their 401k, you know, start planning ahead because sometimes you can't get it until you leave. And so the day you retire, then it's yours and then you can move and then you can do something with it. And that's kind of the general planning process, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, if you're retiring, most people do not want to be in the stock market and have those risks. You don't want 1,000% risk when you can do something that your principal's always safe, you know? That's what I love about life settlements and annuities. They're life products, and the principal's always safe. And when you're in the market, it's kind of like if you own Bitcoin. You know, that Bitcoin dropped this week, and they said people are going to take a bath. Well, you know, I've always said I don't understand Bitcoin in the first place. But, you know, a lot of these things are so new, you can lose everything you've got in them. So I think it's better just go conservative, end up conservative, and you'll always have your money. Your money will not disappear on you.
Yeah.
And the people that do all these wild investments, you know, lots of times they lose.
Well, you know, it's just like sometimes people get in that mindset of, though, hey, let's look for the next shiny thing, or let's look for, oh, this is exciting, or, you know, let's find something that, you know, I can get rich, you know, really fast. And a lot of times, I mean, historically speaking, maybe there's a few things here and there that have worked out for people, but it seems like those are few and far between. And sticking with something that you know, something that's conservative, something that has an actual solid foundation, like some kind of a life insurance investment, it seems like that has pretty much been the one consistent type of investment that has worked out for people, no matter what the situation is, no matter what new shiny opportunity, you know, comes along. And it's worked consistently. And there's really not a whole lot of downsides or risk to it, which is why people do it. It's why you've done
that's
it
right.
for so long.
And that's right. That's why we've been in business so long. You know, we've paid out $200 million since we started. And we've got a long way to go. We've got $100 million right now invested. So we've still got a lot of money to pay out. And, you know, we're paying out just every time we get a chance when somebody passes away. You know, we're on it. We're getting that money to them. And so it's a conservative investment. I think it'll work for anybody, you know?
Yeah.
If you've got money to invest, this is a solid investment.
Yeah.
With very little risk. Your risk is when it's going to come due.
And you deal
that's
with...
That's really the only risk.
Yeah, and that's...
And like that 15-month policy, the premium is less than 1%.
Jeez.
It's a very, very small premium.
Really?
So it's a good premium. It's not anything you'd have to worry about. If it went over, it's not going to cost you hardly anything at all. So that's important. The insurance companies that we use, that's really important. We use companies that are worth $60, $80 billion. That have been in business 100 years.
Yeah.
We're not using any fly-by-night podunk companies that are out here in the wilderness that we never heard of, you know. So it's really important to know your insurance company, know the company you're doing business with. You know, we have a good reputation. We're A-rated at the Better Business Bureau. And so, you know, all those things are important. And then knowing that your principal's always safe. And then the other thing is we use a trustee on every product.
Mm.
You know, Nevada Trust, been in business 27 years, and they have every kind of award in the world in Las Vegas for the way they handle their business. So it's an old line company. It didn't just start yesterday, and they know our product. They know our customers. They know how to help them. So, you know, it's really important to have a trustee, I think, that handles the money.
Yeah, and they're always available, too. It's not like, you
know. They're always available. And when people have a policy that matures, you know, they do the payout, the check comes to Nevada Trust. It does not come to us. And then we have them put the money in your account, and you're ready to go again.
Yeah.
So it's pretty simple. Now, a guy called off the show last week and said he had four buckets of investments, and they weren't doing well. And I was unable to reach him. He asked me to call him back Monday morning after 10, but I didn't reach him. I don't know how much he's lost or what his situation is, but I did not get to talk to him. So I hated that. But I, you know, when I call somebody, if I don't reach him, I'll try twice. That's it.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing. Not only is Nevada Trust available, but you're reachable too. You're an actual person, and you're there.
I'm a real person.
Yeah,
I'm available. And a client called, you know, the other day and said, "Faye, I'm shocked that you answered the phone after 6 o'clock." I said, "Sure, I do. I mean, you know, I'm available for my clients almost at any hour.
Yeah,
you know, if they have a problem, they need to talk to me. The buck stops with me. You know, there's nobody else backing me up. It's me. So, you know, if they're happy or unhappy, I'm the one that needs to talk to."
Yeah. You know, and it's like the show itself. You know, it's Your Money with Faye Bagby. It's not like it's just some random something or other. So not only are you accessible, but Nevada Trust is accessible. There's all these government guidelines and regulations in place. Everything is really the entire process from the moment that you actually purchase the policy to the time that it matures and it pays out. All of that is streamlined. There's a what do you call it? A dedicated process maybe in place, so that there's no guesswork. There's nothing that people have to worry about. Policies, when they pay out, you don't have to worry about them being discounted. Insurance companies don't work that way. The policy is what the policy is, not based on the stock market or anything else. And they have the reserves on hand. So you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, do they even have the money? Or did, you know, somebody go somewhere to, you know, a worldwide trip on it or something like that? No, it's not. So when policies mature, they don't have to go borrow it from someplace else. And so that's, you know, there's so many different things that are in place with the life settlement. No wonder people have been doing this for so long. I mean, it just...
And, you know, we're considering doing a little fund that might work.
Really?
And so we're working on that also. I'm always working on a few little angles.
Can you go into details about that, or is it too early?
No, it's in the beginning stages.
Wow.
You know, I'm working on it.
All right. Well, that's kind of exciting. We'll find
out. It is exciting because that'll give them another way. If a policy went over, they might want to put that policy in the fund.
Interesting. So,
yeah, very interesting.
Well, look at you,
I think everybody would like that.
Yeah.
And I think it'd get them some money.
You know, I mean, I know that the investment itself is, like you said before, it's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward, but the fact that you always go back and you try to find new angles, new ways to use the investment to make money, and your whole goal is to make an investment that's profitable for investors. It's not just, well, we think, or kind of maybe, or hopefully, nothing like that. All of this is very calculated. It's very educated. It's a very informed kind of investment. So, you know, I can see why it's been working so long. Now, what I need to ask you about annuities.
Okay.
How are those? Because you said that you have some people who come in right before retirement, and they'll do some in life settlements and some in annuities. So what's the difference?
Well, the difference is they make more money, of course, in a life settlement, but the annuity is like, if you need income, you're going to retire and you've got to have income every year. The annuity is the place to be, because the annuity, you can take 10% every year. And remember, when you get that bonus of 16% that we do not know how long it's going to last, I got a deal from them. They said it's subject now to close at any time.
Ah.
So we still have it for right now. So the way it works is if you get that bonus every year for 3 years, you know, you've made money right there, but without the policy making a dime. So everybody says, "Faye, I want to start taking income next year." And I say, well, how much? And I said, 10%. And they say, no, I don't need about 20 or 25%. So they just need a little bit. They don't want to take a lot. They want it making interest every year. So annuity is a long time. Hopefully, till the day you die, you'll be getting money out of it. And then your wife will get the money after you're gone. So if it's an IRA, you know, you're going to draw it for you and your wife right now till you pass away. And then if she's still alive, she will get it and continue to draw on it.
So
and the interest has done so well on our annuities. As you know, they've averaged 10%. Some years it paid a lot more. Some years it paid a lot less. But it averaged out to 10, and that was the important part. Because I went back and looked it up, and they have the 10-year spread to show you, you know, how it did and what it did.
So when and that's, you mentioned something that kind of catches my interest that I think people should probably know. So if the investment is going along, and somebody's in an annuity, and something happens to them, it's not like the entire thing is gone. All that happens is, depending on how they set it up, you know, they can put it so that their spouse picks it up, and they don't lose anything. There's no wrinkle in the system.
It just goes to the next beneficiary. And we had somebody this week that was crossways with a relative, and they took them out of their annuity.
Mm.
I was shocked. I didn't know that they had problems, and it was handled very quietly in our office. And we just got Nevada Trust on the phone and said, you know, we need to do this for this person. But that's one thing about wherever you have your money with us. If you need to change beneficiaries, you can. Let's say you've got both. We change beneficiaries at Nevada Trust. It's not a problem. Change it over here in annuity. That's not a problem. And lots of times families get crossways. You may have a niece that you thought was wonderful. Then you find out she's not so wonderful, you know, or a brother-in-law. You were going to leave it to the brother-in-law. Then you say, I don't even like the guy. I'm not going to leave it to him, you know. And I had another case where the husband was sick, very sick. We knew he wasn't going to make it. And they wanted to change it where the wife wasn't going to get it. They weren't in favor with her. They didn't like her very much.
Oh, my word.
And I said, oh, my gosh, okay. We'll change it to Sally or Jane or, you know, whoever it was. And we did. And these people don't know that they're not going to get it. I mean, we do not tell them. It's not any of our business.
No.
We just handle the paperwork. And then some families never have a squawk. They go right on through. The people get it, and that's the way it is.
Hmm.
But the disappointing deal is when they work hard all their life, and they've got all this money with us, and then they just take it out and spend it.
Oh, yeah.
And they think they're going to gradually take it out, just take the interest and make it last for 20 or 30 years. They're not.
No.
A lot of them are not going to do that. They've never had a dime, and they intend to spend it all.
Yeah. And when they have a large dollar amount all of a sudden hanging over their head, they're not going to say, you know, let's just take it out and a little bit here, there, a little bit there. Usually, like you said, they'll take it out and they will go on a shopping spree like never before. And that wasn't the intent. You know? But now people can set it up that way, though, can't they? If they know that somebody's not responsible.
You can set it up where they have to take a payout. You can do a lot of things. But you can change beneficiaries. You can add beneficiaries. Like you can have a two-tier system. You can have your wife. Then you can have the children or the grandchildren. You can skip a generation. There's a lot of things you can do with an annuity. And, you know, the annuities that we do, I think, are the best because I could sell somebody else's annuities if I thought they were better. But I've represented these companies for 23 years.
Hmm. So, you know,
and that's a long time.
It is. And longevity matters, too, because, you know,
it does. And I've seen their work. I've seen what they do. And I've seen how they've paid. And I've never had anybody complain about theirs. Mm. They like them. They like the interest. And they like the way they've set it up. And now then the bonuses are there. So everybody loves the bonus. I love the bonus. And, you know, I know it's going to end, but I don't know when. So I would be getting that bonus, getting that signed up if I was fixing to retire. You know, we can hold it, and a lot of people don't know that. Used to, it was like you had to have the money in within 30 days. But if you've got extenuating circumstances, you can actually do your application now and fund it later. They'll
really?
Hold it for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. You can hold that application for a certain length of time. If you tell them, you know, this is coming from a 401k, they're retiring, here's when the money will be available. They'll do it.
Wow. So people know that they're going to retire in X amount of days or weeks or whatever it is, they can actually start the process. Will that secure the bonus as well, even if it's not funded yet?
Yes, it will.
Really?
I believe it will.
Wow. Now that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so too, and I'm almost sure that's right. I will verify that, but I believe that's right. That as long as we have the application in and it's dated, I know that's true. Yes, it has to be dated this month, and I think as long as it's dated this, I don't think there's a problem at all.
That's awesome. That is really, really cool. So I would imagine probably on Monday you're going to get some phone calls from some people to say, hey, you know, let's go ahead and start some annuities here. Let's get some stuff going.
That's right. Start it now. You can fund it later. The day you retire, it'll be ready to go. Because lots of times we'll tell the company that you're leaving, you know, we want to liquidate this on a certain date. And what they do, they will look and see how much pension you've got coming, how much vacation pay, sick pay that you didn't use, and they add all that up and give it to you.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize that. But you've got sick pay coming, you've got vacation pay coming, and then your retirement.
Wow. And so all that can go in towards...
And then if you've got an old 401k, we'll move it for you.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people will forget about a 401k, some place that they had set up 15, 20 years ago, maybe at another employer or something like that. So.
And I'm also doing a teacher's right now. She left it at the teacher's place, not even thinking about it. She's already retired. So now we've got to pick that up and get it back over to her.
Oh, wow. Neat.
Yeah, where she can make money on it.
Wow.
So there's so many things you can do with annuities. People don't even know the half of it, all the things you can do. So, you know, they're safe, they're guaranteed, your principal's always safe. And if the stock market goes down, you have a stop gap. Where this stops, it doesn't go down. It just mirrors the stock market. It's not in the stock market. You don't have to worry about that. That's why an annuity is safe.
And so... And speaking of that, if the market does go down, your annuity stops at that stop gap, but you still have that that bonus in place for now, so you're still...
Oh, yeah, the bonus will never renege. It'll not ever go backwards.
Yeah.
Once that... see, when they issue the annuity, they issue that bonus as an interest right then. You've already got that interest right then.
Nice.
So when you do a bonus, they credit that account right then.
Wow. This is
so
really
you've
cool.
already got that credit right there.
Yeah, you're going to get some calls on Monday for people wanting into annuities. I can see it now. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Veterans Day.
What?
Veterans Day is Tuesday.
Oh, my word. That snuck
you
up on me.
You forgot about it.
I did. I didn't realize.
Remember, it's always November the 11th.
Wow.
And do you know why?
I know the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
11th day, 11th hour, 11th month. Remember, during World War One, November the 11th, 1918, was when the armistice agreement was signed between the Allies and us. And to start with, it wasn't even called Armistice Day till the next year. Then they declared it Armistice Day, and it was the end of major fighting. It was a milestone. As the ceasefire on the 11th hour of the 11th day in the 11th month happened. Then the next year, they declared Armistice Day. And it was for everybody who fought in the war to end all wars. And then later, the United States participated in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, So leading up to 1954, then the government said, we're going to retile it to Veterans Day. And we're going to honor all military, all veterans, anybody that served. We want to honor them. And we have till this day our heroes. All the men and women who fought are heroes. And they're our heroes, and we're really proud of them. And then, of course, as you know, they go out to the National Cemetery and lay a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier. And then they have the solemn moments of silence, and then they address national dignitaries address the nation from there. Hmm. And every year we think back to the, all the generations, all the things that's happened to our veterans, and how we should be taking care of them, and whether we have, and whether we've actually honored them like we should for the sacrifice they've done and the sacrifices their families have done to make us a safe nation.
Yeah, we don't want to forget about the families, too, because they sacrifice a lot. When
they've sacrificed a lot. And what is so shameful, we've had a lot of our veterans not taken care of, and that's not right. This is a nation worth billions and billions, and we should honor our veterans. We should take care of them, and we should see that nothing happens to them. And the ones from World War II, I always say that was the greatest generation, and that you know they need every honor that we can give them. And, of course, since then, I guess the worst war was the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came back in really bad shape. And then, of course, the war between the North and South, more people died in that war than any war we've had.
Mm. Yeah.
And people forget about that. But that was our first war, but it wasn't a national war. It was just a state's war. But we want to honor everybody on Veterans Day, no matter where you came from, which war it was. They were all important wars. We sent them to war. We asked them to go, and they honored the call.
Yeah. Many of them voluntarily, not just...
Most of them were. People were drafted in World War II, but it seems like the other was all volunteer army.
Yeah.
And they came to our call when we said, you know, we need people to go and fight for us. And they didn't turn us down. They all went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we should appreciate them and appreciate, like you said, their families. And then when we have Veterans Day, we should honor them with parades, ceremonies. You know, I've always went out to the National Cemetery, you know, for the speeches and everything. And we have several national cemeteries that they've built over the years, as you know.
Yeah.
Honoring them.
And just also, you know, because people may not necessarily even think about the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Memorial Day is where we honor those who have passed. Veterans Day is when we honor those who have passed and those that are still with us.
That's right.
So
Veterans Day is all soldiers, all veterans.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which war it was. But like you say, the other one is those who died in combat.
Yeah.
Serving our country.
I really like to see on Veterans Day when they have, like, whether it's restaurants or stores or whatever it is, they offer some kind of a something, a discount or a special thing for veterans. You know,
usually it's free. The veterans eat free usually.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people do it all year long. I've known a lot of restaurants that a veteran comes in and they say, it's free. We want to do that in honor of your service. And I think that's really great.
That is
great. And, of course, now, you know, Tunnel to Towers is building all these places, taking these buildings and remodeling them for homeless veterans. And we should not have one homeless veteran in the United States of America.
No.
A country this rich should take care of its veterans.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, it's just like the things that not only just being away, you know, from their families and, you know, because a lot of, I was just reading the other day that a lot of veterans and their families oftentimes rely on, you know, certain benefits and things like that. It's not like you go in the military to become rich. It's not,
No, you don't get
it's not one of those. It's about pride. It's about, you know, serving. It's about, you know, your duty to serve and, you know, doing something that takes a kind of character that most people don't have. To do something like
that's
that.
Right. You have to have outstanding character. And, you know, right now, the people just starting get $25,000.
Oh, my
word. A sergeant with 6 years gets $54,000.
Oh, my goodness.
They have to live on base to survive. And then you've got your commissaries. Like in Fort Worth, we have a big commissary where veterans and military people can go there and get things for a very small amount. You know, they get their food once a month, everything. And they buy it at the commissary because they can afford it, you know. And we give them some benefits, but I don't think near enough.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I think we could do a better job than we're doing.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, we talk about the sacrifice that our veterans make and their families as well. It goes beyond just, oh, somebody's, you know, in a dangerous situation for a while, or they're separated from their families for a while. It's even when they come back, you know, there is still that kind of a situation. Oftentimes there's, you know, obviously it's a financial thing, but then you have like things like PTSD, and then you have, you know, the support system, whether it's their spouse or, you know, children or, you know, anything like that that goes along with it. And so it's not just one or two things that are in a bubble. It affects really their entire life all the way across the board. And so we don't always think about that. And so one day to honor them, it's great. It's like you said, it's probably not enough. And so those that do things all year long, that's really fantastic to hear stuff like that.
And we have a couple of things that do that all year long. Tunnels the Tower and disabled veterans. Because they sacrificed everything for us, and where we didn't have to go to war, where we didn't have to leave our comfortable homes, and we should honor them every day of the year. And when a person sees a veteran, they should buy them lunch or breakfast or coffee, you know, something to say, I thank you for your service.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it seems like it's, you know, you hear people say all the time, you know, if you see a veteran, thank them, which is fantastic. It's very important. But like you say, it doesn't seem like it's even nearly enough to.
No, I don't think it is enough. I think that we should show them our appreciation a lot better. And when I hear that a lot of them have this PTSD, it's because of where they were and the things they saw in Afghanistan. We didn't mention it. And, you know, they saw a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And they got hurt. And, you know, then they come home. And what are we doing? Are we helping them as much as we could? America's a rich country. And, you know, we can afford to do something for them. And they said, you know, if they didn't live on base, they couldn't even afford to exist. So they have to have military housing. And they have to have, you know, the commissaries to survive. And this deal where people are not getting paid right now, I mean, that's really tough on the veterans. I hope they do get paid.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. So
it's just not right.
It is not right, especially in, as we were talking about how people should have more, I guess, recognition and more assistance. We're in a time where they're getting less and less. So, yeah, good point.
That's right.
So,
and they're not getting much, I mean, in the way of salary. And we should just do more to help them.
Yeah, we really should. So, yeah, Tuesday is Veterans Day. So if you see a veteran or know a veteran or their families,
go to a parade and honor them.
There you go.
There'll be a lot of parades, a lot of speeches.
Yeah.
And we should go out and do that. It's a federal holiday. So the banks are closed. Everybody's closed. And we should go out and honor some veterans on this day.
We really should. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's a wonderful website. It's got a lot of information about life settlements, about annuities. It tells you how many policies have matured. And people should look at all that.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's only so much we can cover on the show, so people will forget things. It's a great resource for things like that. There's also archived shows that people can listen to, and there's, you know, just basic planning as they start saying, oh, gosh, we're a year away, we're 6 months away, we're a couple of years away, we're a couple months away, you know, what should we be doing? What should we be thinking about? There's all kinds of information there. So I do want to ask you one thing. There's no, and I don't know how to ask this now, but when you were talking about annuities, there's no limitations on annuities. So if somebody came to you, say, on Monday, and they said, hey, I really want annuities. I'm really in. It really sounds interesting. It's just what I need. How many can I get? There's not a thing like that. It's not like life settlements, right?
No, there's no restrictions. But what we need to know when you come, okay, do you want a joint one with your wife? Do you need an IRA? Do you both need IRAs? Do you need an IRA and a joint one? You know, what kind do you need? And then we fix it where it'll do what the job they need it to do.
All right. So it's basically you'll find out where people are, where they're going, when they're retiring, what their kind of plan is over the next several years, and come up with, you know, I guess maybe an investment strategy to help.
That's
them.
Right. We need a strategy, and you need to be diversified. This will diversify your portfolio. It's never in one item. It's in several items, and it's safe. The principal is never going anywhere. I can't stress that enough. That's one thing about annuities. And there's different kinds of annuities. There's different companies that do annuities. Some of them are better than others. I think ours are one of the very best, and we could put you with any company in the world. But we pick the ones that we think are the best. After 23 years, we've seen what they pay out, so that's why we do it that way.
Yeah, you kind of been there and seen that. You got the mouse pad and the T-shirt to prove it. So
that's right.
For life settlements, there are two risks that people need to know about. What's the first one?
The greatest risk, if it goes over, you have to pay premiums. That's why we've got the premiums now really down. We don't do anything if the premium's over 2%. So most of them are less than 1%. We have a lot of people paying a small amount. There's some older policies that are paying more. But on the policies that we've done since about 22, I think, those premiums are going to be low.
Okay. And the second risk?
The second risk, and remember, it is not liquid till it matures. Once it matures, we put it in your account, and then we can do it again or whatever we need to do. The other thing is you must be accredited to do this. So to be accredited, you must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay.
So that is what it requires.
And there's not the same kind of guidelines with an annuity. Those are a little bit more loose, I guess.
It's a lot easier to get an annuity than it is the other. They do not require that you be worth $1 million.
Okay.
So that helps. But we do look at what your expenses are, what your income is, how much you have in savings, how much you have in utility bills, how much you have in your account, how much life insurance. We do make a financial statement on the policy just to be sure you're safe.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the thing too. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's all to protect the investor, to make sure that, you know, they're set up for success and not just taking their money and good luck with whatever happens. So
that's right. We don't want that to happen.
All right. So for anybody who wants more information or wants to get started, whether it's annuities or life settlements, they do need to make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.